Righto, before we get into it today, I'd just like to thank the blokes and ladies that keep the lights on here, our sponsors.
Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, no matter what sort of beer you drink, they've got you covered. Go check out their whole range.
Country Trucker Caps for keeping our domes out of the sun with all their deadly designs.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping our bodies filled with the good stuff.
SP Tools for giving us the best tools for all our projects at home and on the work site.
And the True Blue Aussie Bookie Blue Bet.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Welcome, you little deviant cult members.
ABC, baby, welcome back. Here to give the everyday battler a voice, delete her noise one laugh at a time. It's eerie. We're about 3 days out from the podcast royale.
Yep, firing up.
Fucking hell. Let's go, baby. Everyone who's coming, fire the fuck up. This has been a long time in the making.
Oof.
Hasn't it? A few days to go. And it is fucking on for young and old. 3 2-minute rounds of torture. And I can guarantee it won't be as torturous as my brain mental battles have been for the last 2 weeks.
Amen.
But no, couldn't be more excited, guys. Get down there Friday for the press conference. Get there for the fucking biffin and get there for the after party. Let's fucking go.
Tear the fucking roof off Gold Coast.
That's right. I'll be tearing the roof off a few better beers as well, which leads me in Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. If you're going to have a beer, have a better beer. And CTC, of course, thecountrycompanies.com. That's where you go for all the knuckles designs. And if you want to make your own, head to countrytruckercaps.com. And make sure you use the code word ALPHABLOKES for all of our listeners, the discount at checkout. Let's hear a propery.
Strap in, it's time again for Knuckles' proper true yarn.
Legends, just Knuckles here calling his proper true yarn of the week up. Anyway, old Quino's sort of got me with the old, I need a double property straight up, Knuck. So I don't have a property, boys. We've got a quick little joke for you. Why did the Mexican take anti-anxiety pills? Don't know?
No.
Righto. To cure Hispanic attacks. Right, legends, in ya, in ya.
Yeah, beautiful. Good stuff, Nux. I'll tell you what, that big fella's fucking, he'll be swinging a few. I'll tell you what, do you reckon he's, out of all the people that are going to show up to the press conference, right, because, you know, you think about who's going to throw the most lip. I honestly don't know everyone that well. Who's going? You know a few people and you know of them. You don't really know who's going to bark, who's going to stay quiet, who's going to be the most nervous. I reckon there's one cunt who's going to throw lip and it's Knuckles. What do you reckon? You reckon he's going to be throwing lip?
Definitely.
Surely.
But, fuck, I was looking at Marty and Michael the other day. And which one's the one without the long hair?
Marty.
Are you looking jacked, that guy?
Yeah, Marty has been boxing,
mate,
bro.
I think don't sleep on them. Like, yeah, the boys, I think they know they're the main event, and they play off that they're all fun and games and fuck around all the time. But they're taking it serious.
Mm. Yeah, he wrapped that golf drive around old mate's stomach, I was like, fuck, you got a big build on you.
Mate, there's not many people, like we've said, this isn't the fucking pro boxing thing or whatever, but everyone that I've talked to and is in a part of this thing and who's fighting is taking this fucking serious.
Yeah.
Training, hooking in, which is great. Makes you even more nervous and more excited to be a part of the whole thing. So let's go, guys. I'm fucking excited on your nucks. Cambo, your choice today, fella, and I'm fucking glad because last week's was an absolute cunt to choose.
Yep.
So big job for you today, brother.
We'll pick the men from the boys.
Mm.
Ready
and the ladies. And the trans.
For everyone, you reckon?
Yeah.
Black or white, day or night, big or small, short or tall.
$3 meals.
Quino, how do they get involved?
Send your yarn in an email to carryon@alphablokes.com.au. You're all doing very well. Keep it up.
Yeah, thanks for your extra calls, guys, because like we said, in preparation for us being on the biggest bender of our lives.
Which we thoroughly deserve.
Yeah, that's right, which we thoroughly deserve. As you're listening to one of the Trendsetter episodes, we could probably still be in a trench somewhere. So
thanks for doing the big lift for us.
Thanks for the big lift. We're trying to do the big lift for you. It all works around. ABC, baby. That's what it's all about. Let's go.
Ready to rock and roll?
Ready to fucking kick it in the freckle.
It's Uncle fucking Jack out here. Okay, I've got a fridge and yarn for you. Back when we were younger, 14, 15, something around that fucking age, we're going and going to a house party. One of the boys has gone, we need some piss. The only other boys goes, I've seen the old boy put a few cartons in before he fucked off on holidays. He said, I could have a few beers. Why don't I just take the whole lot? And we're like, right, that's too easy. So we rock up there fucking to his house and we're sitting there waiting at the front. We're like, what the fuck's taking this cunt so long? He comes back, you'd think the cunt would be fucking there with a grocery bag full of piss. No, he got a fridge trolley and brought the whole fucking fridge, didn't he? We're going, you can't fucking do that, mate. And he goes, well, why not? We'll fucking take it down there. We'll hook him in. We've got cold piss all night. We're just going, fuck, that sounds great. And it worked out fucking like a treat, boys, I'm telling you. But until we fucking started walking home, blind fucking drunk, we hit a rock or a curb or something. Next thing, the fridge just goes, boom, straight on the fucking side. Full of scratches, full of fucking things. We're going, oh no. You know what it's like when you start the panic? We get back there, we start fucking trying to buff out all these fucking scratches and trying to pop out these things. It's doing nothing. It was a stainless steel fridge. We were fucked. Anyways, apparently he got into a bit of fucking strife. He just said he tried to climb on top of the fridge, but his old boy's like, I'm not that fucking stupid. Anyways, boys, stay out of yourselves.
Wow. I thought he originally meant he got all of the piss out of the fridge, but they actually took the whole fridge and busted on the... Fuck, you wouldn't even have been able to explain it, eh?
Nah.
Have you ever been in that situation where you've just known you're fucked, like to the point where you just then have to wait until your dad or such and such comes home just to face the music? You've tried everything and you've just accepted defeat and you're waiting.
Yeah, when I set that 20 acres on fire, I just had to wait for the firefighters to rock up when the cars are on fire. Just had to sit there and wait for them.
So early days, you told that yarn, Cambo, but for people who have just joined us, you're
bush bashing down the back and obviously dead spear grass on exhaust manifold, opening the bonnet, letting oxygen in. One car's on fire, the second car's on fire. There was an old thing of shotgun bullets or fucking, I forget what bullets were in there, but yeah, bit on.
Fucking oath, good on you, Uncle Jacko. He'll be sitting at the table, the Alpha Blokes table at the fight night too. Another one that'll be there. Gonna be a good night, people.
Fucking oath.
Gonna be a good
night. Let us know yours too, of similar stories like that.
Yeah,
Just absolutely fucked.
Yeah, when you just
face the music.
Yeah. Because I'm sure there's been a few for me as well. I can't really remember off the top of the dome, but just that feeling of like.
When I hit that fill point. They put that fill point on that 992 dozer where you fill it up.
But yeah,
they
hit it on the bung wall.
I hit it on the bung wall, and you couldn't do it again if you tried, but they put an extender one on it, and it sat out from the guard.
It would only sat out 20, 30 mil.
Hell yeah.
From the side of the guard that was around it.
No and other Cambo, scratch. No other scratch on the
Cambo has come in from the feed in the bin and just scraped it on the fucking bun wall to knock it off. Don't know how that is even possible. And she's just diesel going all over the room.
Yeah, clean the grizzly out and then not hit it. And then, yeah. So I was sitting there waiting once again for someone to come down and go, oh, we're going to make this a big incident or whatever. Luckily, I didn't really give a fuck. I was over that job anyway. But we just backbladed the 1,000 litres.
Shout out to the farm.
Yeah. Backblade and 1,000 litre diesel, put a new fill thing in it, filled it back up and got back to work.
Fucking hell.
Adapt and overcome, baby.
Boys, how the fuck are you? It's fucking windsheet of fucking Peter here from the bush chook country. I'm fucking fresh off 7 days of nights. I was at the fucking local window shopping in the fucking Celebration Superstore. Chasing a box. This fucking bird chased me down the fucking strip of the bottle shop and I said, what the fuck are you doing? She says, I've got a pineapple here from a fucking local man that comes here regularly. I said, Where does he come from? I chase him out of the fucking car park. I look down the car park fucking alleyway and I looked at him. He's in a fucking LV. I said, swing around here, mate. Fucking have a yarn with me. I've got the Alpha Blokes fucking podcast cap on. I said, I want to have a fucking yarn with a local trendsetter. He popped round and he goes, mate, I love fucking seeing another trendsetter out in the flats, down in the fucking flats. I said, mate, you're giving me a pineapple. He said, mate, buy a box. So I went back inside. I bought a fucking box and all it cost me was $8. Get that up, yeah. To the fucking local Alpha Blokes podcast of Bunchier Grove in the Bushchook fucking country. Stay out of yourselves and fuck the dad kisses.
Oh, God.
That was like a footy speech.
Mate, he was just fucking high energy, pumped with life, wasn't he? Mate, I tell you what, the hat and the merch have done some pretty cool things. They've got people out of fines.
Yep.
They've reduced prices on many things. I reckon they've got roots as well.
100%.
They've got roots. I know a couple of blokes who I won't name that have said they've, you know, got
free
roots.
Free entry into venues and shit, I think.
Yeah, free entry. Alpha Blokes Committee.
Yep. Discounts on cars.
You know, with the committee.
Buying cars, yep.
Well, I saw a post, right, and we'll probably cover this more. Well, last episode, because it's a double up to cover. But anyway, on the night, right, the cheer, like all the trendsetters in the crowd, on what they cheer on the night, yeah. Surely ABC.
That's what I was saying.
ABC. ABC.
Surely that's easy to fucking to
and
get
then,
down.
And then a big wolf howl.
Oh. Oh, but anyway.
I reckon the boys will be down there Thursday on Anzac Day, getting into two up on the Gold Coast, and they'll be figuring it out.
Yeah,
they'll be coming up with something.
They'll figure it out. But I was thinking ABC's pretty easy to chant, you know what I mean?
The boys have got a big weekend before the fight night, really. If you're getting down there for the public holiday, leading into the Saturday, you got... Pace yourself, boys.
Most people that I've been, like, messaging just with support and shit is just like, yeah, we're going down Thursday.
Mate, imagine the state of these legends by 4:30 fucking
Saturday. I would love to see the airport of Gold Coast and Brisbane on Sunday morning.
Mate, any people who have no idea this is going on are going to just be thinking,
what the fuck is this
going on here?
Yeah.
I can't
She's
going to
be the Queensland takeover.
Yeah, biggest ABC meeting yet.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby. Yep. Good on your brother. That was a mad yarn.
Wouldn't shoot it, Peter. Just happy to be here. On your bra.
On your bra.
Boys, it's Mick Yebiev down here from Melbourne reporting to you post skate park fucking tragedy. I don't know if any of you lads can relate, but who has been the dad to take a fucking tumble? Oh. I the other day down there with the boys at the local pump track, and our old mate, Daddy Boy, was doing a mono in the car park and ate shit. We all thought that was fucking hilarious, him landing on the back. Fast forward 3 days, I was down there with the Billy Lids, being school holidays, taking the fucking Tweedledee and Tweedledum to go burn some energy. And tough tits over here thought it was a fucking sick idea to pack the BMX. Well, thought I would be Mr. fucking cool mid-30s dude and try and follow some of the local shred lads around the track that they were following. And lo and behold, 3 seconds later, everything was white. I was in shearing pain. Aww. Both my ankles felt like they'd been fucking snapped off at my shins. And all the fucking mums watching on at school holidays would go, oh, are you okay? Are you all right? I'm like, oh, yeah, no worries, babe. I was just coming in a little bit hot. Following that, sat on the fucking grass for 10 minutes, contemplating existence, chewing my tongue, looking for Panadol, let alone a fucking cold bottle of water. And I was like, boys, you're going to have to fucking come and take the fucking water bottles back to the car because Daddy has got himself into a pickle. Is it only me that thought my fucking ability was way, way better than what it was? Or, is anyone can relate to this shit show that my fucking bruised heel, plantar fasciitis, fucking limp can fucking enjoy? Jesus, cunts! Stay out yourselves.
Mate, I've been pretty disciplined with not letting myself, like, you know, the young fella loves going down the park, he'll ride his bike around, skate park and stuff like that. I purposely don't have a bike that I'm able to fit on because I could see myself sort of starting to get a bit brave and going, I reckon I could do that. You know, or there's a rip stick at home, or there's a scooter. Harry's been trying to show me, Dad, come look at this, and does like not even a wheelie, but goes, oops. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's prime. And I'm like, give us a go. Get on the scooter, do a little bunny hop. And I'm like, don't.
You should have seen how scared. We went out there probably a year and a half ago, out to that Calliope skate park, I think Lockie and I, and just dropping in again. Oh. Just doing the side angle of dropping in again. I'm like, this is fucking intimidating.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, oh, I used to do the fucking spine and the box and fucking thought I was the man.
I was never a skate park dude.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's pretty wild, though. I still remember some good gutses, though, back in the day of even riding bikes and that. And when you're with your mates and you try and dust it off like you're not hurt, but you are just fucking
folded.
Just when you hit the deck and there's that period of time where you're just sitting there for like 3 seconds – because you've hit the ground that hard, it's almost like you're in shock. The wind's knocked out of you and you're like, what have I broken? Are you all right? Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, I'm good, man. And you're just like, am I alive, cunt? Not am I good? Yeah, bro, that would have been fucked, especially imagine now as a dad. All the mums are there and you've just fucking polished.
Yeah. Remember that? How many kids would not get enough speed? And I was guilty of this as well. Of going up the quarter pipe and going too slow and then coming back on yourself.
Oh. Yeah.
Like not getting up and over it. Oh, fuck. Yeah,
there would have been some good gutses. Fucking wear your helmet, cunts, if you're going to go to the skate park. Concrete has not much give.
Yeah. And what was it, the old sprocket size? The poor people with the bigger, not shouldn't say poor people, poor people that didn't know to go side on with their sprockets.
Mm.
And they'd have the bigger one paired with like the BMX one. Yeah. And they'd catch it on the end of the quarter pipe and then go over the hangers as they're entering it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, there was some carnage back in the day.
Yeah. So you used to do a bit of time down there?
Yeah, mate.
Did you? A little skate rat.
Yeah, smoked first dart.
Did you?
Yeah, energy drink.
First dart?
Nah, it wasn't my first dart.
What was your first dart?
It was
do you remember?
Yeah, I won't call out the person, but
yeah.
It was actually in a sauna.
In a sauna?
At a mate's house in Gracemere.
Yeah.
Well, that probably just gave it away. But the sauna wasn't on. Mm. It was just wintertime. We just went in there and smoked it with the vent fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, nice.
Long Beach Yellow.
Long Beach Yellow.
It was fucking beautiful.
Bit of nostalgia. What a yarn.
Long Beach Yellow.
Daddy's first dart.
Yeah.
Long Beach Yellow. Fucking nice. I can't really remember exactly when my first dart was. Might have been in the car with a cousin thinking I was cool or something.
And you know what the worst part was when I had that first dart? It didn't taste like shit because it was cold. We'd had a few drinks.
Mate, I bum puffed for ages thinking swallowing was inhaling. I still remember the first time I fully inhaled it and went, hello! Like fucking got the full on head spin and went, copy.
Yeah.
That's no, what you
I think
do.
I did that through halfway through my apprenticeship, I learnt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's when you really got addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, fuck you, Hanrahan. You're the fucking... Jacob, if you're listening, mate. I'm blaming you, mate.
Well, shout out to darts anyway. The old sports sticks. Lungbusters.
The Nike analogs.
The old analog. What do you reckon the split is now? Durries and vapes of the youth. It'd be 85% vapes.
Mate, it's scaring me how many people I've ran into going on back on the darts to get rid of the vapes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's weird though now. Like I can confidently say I've been absolutely blind around vapes since I quit, and I honestly don't.
It's the most unmanly thing, and I'm still doing it.
I just don't.
That's good, bro.
I'm not addicted to them anymore at all, eh?
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know. Do you have any aspirations to?
Oh, I want to. Yeah, I actually went and got those Nicorette tablets.
Yeah.
Just like the mint ones, and I've definitely cut down a fuckload.
Have you?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think. That's cool, but I'm thinking if this fight doesn't get you off the vapes, what the fuck will?
That's true.
In saying that, though, it's a very kind of a time for me to quit. Like those first couple of weeks when Beck and I were both quitting with all the shit we had going on was not ideal. It's like the stress, weeks, yeah. The stress involved with coming off the nicotine and shit like that's pretty hectic.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But you chill out in different ways.
Yeah, that's right. Do with that what you will.
Skate park.
Park.
Went on a tangent then.
That's all right.
Move on.
Boys. Boys. Best fucking threesome in the CQ. It's our Big Benny here from Brizzy. Got a bit of head noise for you. See if any of you can relate. I do a park runner on a fucking Saturday morning, fucking 5K.
Nice.
And got about a K in on the fucking first leg. And I felt the old fucking tummy rumble. Oh, I thought, oh God, here we go. Anyway, fucking stuck into it. Get down about 4Ks and then fucking think, fuck, here it is. Game over, boys. But nah, adapt and overcome. Clench them cheeks together, keep on running. And then I fucking finished. Beat a fucking PB too.
Nice.
And lo and behold, I had to shit in front of me. The old Steno bowl along the shorefront. I had to, boys. I know we frowned upon, but I fucking had to. And I Picasso'd it. I sprayed that motherfucker. We're all in. I love your shit. Love your work.
Your brother.
You know, got through my head noise. Fucking can't wait for fight night, boys. Love you.
Let's go, baby. Yeah, look, I've had to fucking paint them. I just don't appreciate it. Not having a seat on the shitter. On that note, it's wild doing a lot of training now, realizing like your body really does get into a routine when it's used to exerting energy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like the other morning, like we've been exercising, you know, in that afternoon time, which suits when we're going to be fighting. But like the other morning, I just had to get something done in the morning because we were flat out in the Arv. And like, boom, peeled out the door, like woke up, drank a bit of water, you know, had a piss in that and flew out the door and a K in. I'm going, oh, morning shit time. Not near a shitter, K in, you know. Took a bit off the PB because I was clenching whole. But yeah, it really, your body really does get into a routine, doesn't it?
I definitely think my gut health has like got a lot better since training for this fight.
Mm.
Like we're not shitting three times a day.
Well, I just think the amount of food, like I think it is crazy. Like recently I've looked back at some old videos and that and photos, how big I used to be. And it was just in that time when you just had no consciousness of like when I used to fill up, I'd just get a couple of wingdings and a spring roll out of the hot box. Just cause. Mm. Or I'd grab some jerky just cause and fucking shit like that or a packet of chips or some crackle. Like just because. And it's just that shit, I think, cutting that out. Just in itself has fucking helped heaps. In gut health, like you said, it's pretty fucking big. Not shitting four times a day.
Yeah.
TikTok nutrition, honestly, this isn't even a fucking ad when we normally do it. That has just been really helpful for me just as a quick thing instead of just quickly getting pizza or Macca's or something and knowing that that's in the fridge to heat up.
Fucking oaf.
You know?
Boys, I'm on nights. I've just got back in the truck. Whilst in the crib room and there was a Red Bull in the fridge and it was next to someone's lunch as well and I took it.
Oh!
I fucking took it. What? And I drank it too. Fuck, it tasted good.
You're a grub.
But, oh, don't you hate people that, I hate people that do that. Despite, what fuckheads. Anyway, now I'm one of them.
Oh!
Grub act or not. I mean, I know it is, but fuck. Anyway, let me know what you think. Stay out of yourself.
I've been there, mate.
Have you?
Yeah, because the cunt was a grub. So I took his Red Bull. Fuck him. I needed the energy because I was doing his work. He was being a lazy cunt.
Wow. You cunts. You dog cunts.
The part that shit me was a couple of blokes I won't call out. They would just wouldn't even bring food and just raid everyone's smoker.
Oh, man. I just think it's fucked. Leave it alone, cunts. I've done it before where, like, there's been an honesty box and full of drinks, full of chocky bars, full of chips. Yeah. And I've done, like, the old, I don't have any coin on me. I'll get one and I'll pay it back in, like, 2 weeks later.
Yeah,
I'll chuck
mark
extra
it on the slip. Yeah.
Or something. But I've never purposely just taken some cunt's fucking drink. Oh, man. I'd love to yabby pump someone. Imagine catching someone mid-thing. Oh, you're going to have me drink, are you? Oh, yeah. Does it taste good? How's that taste?
Problem is you'll lose your job.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You could lose your teeth, though, if you steal someone's drink.
I still remember when I walked in that crib room. Why are you taking his Red Bull? Because I'm doing his fucking work, the lazy cunt.
That's prime. So you just openly went in and took it?
Yeah.
Did he see you drinking it and shit?
No, I think someone said he took it. And then I just went and let it go. I'm like, yeah, well, you've done nothing all day, so.
Yeah, well, fucking Canberra. He's on the warpath.
Daddy wasn't happy that night.
Does your old boy and that, like, know that everyone knows you as daddy now? Like, does that,
yeah.
Because that'd be, it's obviously funny as fuck with our audience and that, but, like, imagine being at a...
Well,
like
the most cringiest part is going to be this Saturday night.
Oh.
Oh, I was going to say that, but you just, yeah.
Is that like, are you keeping that under wraps?
Well.
Yeah. Daddy's got something exciting on the front of his pants.
I'm actually cringing.
Oh, wow. I'm not. That's brilliant. I think
it's more awkward telling people because I've told a few people in the last couple of days. And like,
what's their reactions been?
They like laugh, but then there's like, some of the girls actually got daddy issues, so they get a bit fired up. But fuck them. Like, yeah. I'm sorry your dad wasn't there.
Yeah. But I'm
You got me now.
What I'm picturing, right, is you and your old man being like out, like being out and about, like maybe at dinner. And then,
I think I was at Bunnings with dad and then going, hey, daddy.
Look, I'm picturing.
It's funny when they're with their kids and their wife and going, daddy, you should have seen this fucking Barbie
Open
fire.
I'm just picturing your old man and you like just being somewhere and this grown man coming up and be like, daddy, how are you, man? And then him just even going,
Even they get awkward. They go, oh, fuck, I shouldn't really say that in public, should I?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was cracking up.
It's just funny as fuck.
What are you drinking today, daddy? That was a damn Murphy's fucking the other day.
Oi, oi, that's the chant for when Cam's fighting.
Let's
daddy,
go.
Daddy, what daddy. Can't you need to do that.
What
daddy.
About, what was someone that on the Trendsetters group before was going, here's daddy.
Oh, mate, it's so funny. Oh, it's so
what good. Did they have for you, Quinn?
I don't know. There's heaps.
Yeah. Something about taking the bins out for Tom or something.
Tommy, take the bins out, Dale.
Tommy, take the bins out, Dale.
Mm.
Quinn Wham Bam Jackson.
And then here's Daddy Larry.
Here's Daddy. Nah, that's brilliant.
I think all our names are pretty good.
I think it's just watching people how awkward they get with the word daddy, and I'm just as awkward with it.
Yeah, and you're daddy.
But you should never call yourself daddy unless you have a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. If you're trying to dress yourself as daddy. Yeah.
That was me.
Jack Archdale.
That's all right, mate. It's just
Yeah. I don't know why that happened. My fault anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's right. Just cop it, man. Shut up.
That's right.
Get what you get and don't get upset.
You're protecting old mate then, but anyway.
Yeah.
Righto.
Bye.
Boys, Poo and Glue Sniffer here. I've just been thinking today and... having a good laugh about the things my old boy used to do to problem solve back in the day, and you know, he's still pretty elaborate today. But one memory that came to mind was years ago when I was a kid back at the Royal Adelaide Show. You know, we'd be wandering around getting your fucking Dagwood dog and your fucking bottle of Coke and all that nonsense. And you know, I've been blessed with the bladder of a 4-year-old still to this day, and that's another story. But I remember standing in line to go on one of the rides, and I'm there jumping up and down going, Dad, fuck, I got a piss. And, you know, he's there going, fucking hell, cunt, we've been standing in this line for 20 minutes. You're not going for a piss. You know, so, you know, as any kid does, they piss himself on the ride. But that's not really the problem solving the old boy tended himself to. So his way of dealing with the situation of his son maybe being, you know, 10 or so years old, pissing himself at the Royal Adelaide Show with thousands of people was taking me into the bathroom. And he'd go, come over here, son, come on, up to the hand basin. And he'd get me to toe up to the hand basin, he'd run the tap and he'd get a whole lot of water out of it and just splash it against me stomach and down me legs and cover me guts and down me trousers in water and that. And not really to wash the piss off. His thought process was, if anyone asks what happened to you, you just say someone threw a water balloon at you. and no one would be the wiser. You know, and I never really put any thought into it, but the man's a fucking genius because that fucking ship sails. Like, that's a fucking passable story.
Oh, he's
spilled a drink. I don't know. Play on, carry on. Let me know.
Hey.
Whatever keeps you at the show, bruh. Like, that's a lot right. of people would go home. You could just say, oh, a young fella spilled a bottle of water on himself.
Yeah.
You know, you could even hang him under the dryer. Imagine just stiffening him out and just hanging his fucking pants under the dryer. Yeah.
Good stuff, Dad.
Fuck, it's good being a dad sometimes. I love just making shit up. Just fucking. Because you get hit with a heap of questions and, like, they're that age where they're little and they won't remember that forever. Like, take it on forever. It's just that little time where they'll ask you something and you just go, make something up.
I think I get in trouble a little bit because I'm too truthful. A penis makes, a doo-doo makes a wee-wee, and that's how you make a baby.
Is that what you say, yeah. really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, fuck. And Cass is always up me. But
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Lucky I haven't been asked that question yet.
Where's mummy's doo-doo? It's in daddy's pants.
Yeah, yeah. Wonder if your kids are going to find it weird when they're out and about and other men are calling you daddy. And they're like, hang on.
That's my fucking daddy.
That's my daddy. Fuck off, man.
I'd love that.
Oh, man. Oh, it's just funny. It's funny.
But it's normally like when you're at family barbecues and stuff like that. And then.
Yeah, maybe, no one there.
Maybe someone else's partner or you would say, or Mia, go see daddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
and now it's just a natural thing.
Oh, it's fucking funny, man. Yeah. Oh, we've talked about, like, with this new place that we've gotten, there's like a billboard sort of thing out the front. We're like, what are we going to do with it? And I'm really liking Daddy's quote of the day. Do you know those churches or the fucking school things where they have like a quote?
He has risen!
Yeah, as in just something fucked. Imagine just have like on this industrial street, we just have Daddy's quote of the day and it's just something stupid. Like, stay toxic, my fellas on there.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's some of the best shit we've still ever done.
Yeah. That is quite
get busy day. Living.
Yeah, yeah.
Get busy.
Life's a fight. Never give up. Closing his little fucking thing on the flight, busted hole.
Life's a fight. Never give up.
Oh, it's good stuff. So, yeah, that'll be the real serious stuff we do at this new place, this workplace, around all these proper serious fucking industrial things. Day's way to the day. Cop that.
Business, et cetera.
So you take five on that, cunt, and piss off.
Bit of a yarn for you. Carry on, play on, whatever. Anyway, me and me mate, we heading to a 21st birthday. There was a sheep on the spit that night, and we thought should be a good night. There's a few shields around as well. So when we got there, sheep was looking all right, cooking away, and sun went down. Everyone yelled out. They said, sheep's ready. We come hurtling in. Anyway, carving away, and shit you not, it was still raw within a couple of mil inside. Anyway, we carved off the outside, ate that because we're all hungry, and that was pretty well it. They didn't really cook it after that. And later that night, I thought, I'm going to stitch me mate up. Anyway, went back to this sheep, knocked the back legs off it, still dripping, took it out to his motor car, put him behind the back seat, and oh, geez, next morning, he said, geez, that sheep was raw last night. I said, yeah, she'll stink in a couple of days, I reckon. And yeah. Got home. He said, oh, I'm heading off shearing this week. Leave me ute. My mate's picking me up. Anyway, he went off shearing that week. Come back and, went to open the back door and he had dunny budgies and maggots pretty well dripping out of his car. And he rang me straight away and said, you fucking dog. You put them fucking legs behind my seat, didn't you? You fucking... Anyway, yeah, I don't know whether that's too far, but good yarn.
Oh, mate, that
can you look up, like how shit an actual sheep tastes? Because it's like it's lamb, but I think people still do cook sheep. But...
Yeah, it tastes like lamb.
Nah, it doesn't. That's the thing.
Doesn't taste like it. It might be a bit tougher, like... you'd think, but I mean, surely
more sour, is it?
So, because mutton, they call it mutton, don't they?
Yeah,
sheep is mutton. Yeah. Lamb is. Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying lamb and mutton are similar.
It'd have to be fucking similar. It's the same animal. But, I mean, obviously lamb's nicer. That's why they do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Young sheep is fatty and tender with a relatively mild gamey taste, which is lamb, obviously.
Yeah.
lamb is more tender, delicately flavored.
So, it obviously you'd think it'd be maybe more gamey,
yeah,
more gamey, maybe a bit tougher. You'd think, wouldn't you?
Yeah. No, it's like you don't really hear too many people doing a sheep or mutton.
Mm.
It's more like you've done a roast lamb.
Mate. That makes me crook in the gut. Like, just doing so much, like, hunting over the years and, like, catching pigs off of deadies, like, dead cows and shit like that. And just the smell of rotting flesh is just fucking brutal.
Second
one. Like, that's a pretty wild one, leaving two back legs of a sheep for a week in the cab of a car. That'd near rot your cab off, man. That'd take so much to get that stink out of your car.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. That's near swinging.
There's always that one smell you'll never forget, like chicken carcasses when we're crabbing and stuff like that. I couldn't go into that servo on Palm Drive because their fried chicken and they just smelt like those carcasses.
Ooh.
Like, it was just this distinct smell, and I was like,
I'll tell you what stink I can remember still, when we took Skid Pig and shot that hare out with fucking Trav, getting that out of that crab pot. Putting it in there, because he just decided to just put it in the bucket for the next day.
Get a sting.
Cut it in half, mate. Nah. Fucking move on. That was fucked.
Two.
Rose foul too.
Yep.
Boys. What's going on, you bunch of fory finesses? It's Cousin Jacko here from over the ditch.
Cousin Jacko?
Hey, I'm just ringing up about what truckers have seen and all that. Yeah, I've seen absolutely fuck all! Absolutely fuck all! I hear all these fucking stories about cunts seeing fucking pits out, fucking bums out, whatever you want, and fucking whatever you could dream of, I've seen fucking nothing. But you know what I have seen a lot of? A lot of cunts watching fucking porn. And you always know it too, because you got your phone mount on the dash and your phone's fucking on the side, and then you go past or they go past you and all you can see is a big fucking brown butthole. It's always a fucking bloke too, so fucking stay out of yourselves.
I've never done that.
Neither have I.
Done a lot of things.
I can honestly say I've never watched porn while driving. That's like hand on the heart. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Look, I didn't think blokes could multitask. Unless it's women watching porn. And what percentage have they ever done like surveys to see what percentage of women watch porn? Because I think that whoever doesn't watch porn, they read books, mate. Some of the books that my missus has read, like, I'm just like, that's like a cheat code for porn. Like, you might not watch porn, Those books are naughty.
Have you seen on the porn website they do, like, the stories?
Oh,
it's mostly written by blokes, so don't ever think there's just some crazy woman writing the story.
Let's see what they got reckon.
More than one-third of women in a survey, so 39%, have seen porn at least once.
Yeah.
Have you seen the big write-ups? It's crack-up. Go on XNXX. Fuck it.
Here we go.
What am I writing?
Yeah, you just hit that up. Oh.
This is just porn, isn't it?
Yeah, no shit. Hit it, but then go to...
Here we go.
Then go to...
Patreon 2.
Go to... sex stories. No, it's just right there in the thing. No. Get out of that.
2. Fuck, there's a bit going on here.
Yeah, see that?
Oh, yep. At the top tab, yep. He's been here before this book. Oh.
So yeah, that's just yarns.
These are just yarns.
True.
Like, you know, we used to get sent in, like, proper yarns from, like...
Yeah.
Do you want to pick one, Daddy?
Do you want to read one out?
Nah, I think they go for ages.
The train ride.
They're like... I'll click on one of them.
Adventures with Blindfolded Sister 1.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, they're all pretty inbred, I think.
Yeah. Holy, look at the themes. Alien.
It's light.
Alien.
Heck.
Yeah, but if you're ever fucking that bored.
Oh, no. A brother returns home for dinner to discover his sister has become incredibly attractive.
Oh, wow. The fuck's going on here? Get out of that. Yeah. I just think if you're going to go onto the porn site, why the fuck would you pick a story to read?
Because I think it's like when all these actresses get to a point and they want to go try a bloke out or something. I think that's like they're overwatching it. They need to find another way to be aroused, so they go and read about it. Do you agree?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
Because, you know, like, I don't know, let's picture something. People read books because then they can come up with their own imagination of what the story would look like.
Yep.
Or the setting. So I can maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
People blow me away every day.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's porn.
Yeah, there we go. So Patreon, you'll cop a fucking bit of wild shit today.
G'day, Tom, Quino, Cam. How are we all?
Good, mate.
Chuck here from Dad Kissing Country. First time caller, long time listener. Just ringing yous up for another proper true yarn off the back of Red Dog's true yarn, which I think you fellas might enjoy.
Here we go.
So, like Red Dog, I'm an interstate truck driver, travel up and down the east coast of Australia, and was making my way to Melbourne one day when I needed to stop for a fucking feed in the shower. So I pulled up to the well-known truck stop on the Victoria-New South Wales border and pulled up beside another bloke in one of the parking bays. He had his sleep door open, and as I've pulled up, I've just happened to glance over, and old mate is getting well and proper into his fucking work here, fellas, and I mean proper. He's got his phone in one hand, he's up on his knees, and he's got his hand on his old mate, and he is going absolutely ham and tong. He's seen me looking at him, and, mate, I'm telling you, if he was Houdini, he would be poof, gone, mate. I've never seen a bloke move so quick in my life. He fucking dropped to the ground, phone went to the fuck knows where. He threw that cunt, and he just, mate, I reckon he would have been fucking so embarrassed. But, mate, I'll tell you what, I was laughing my ass off. I near pissed myself. I've also seen seen old love going to town with a fucking dildo. I've seen old mate playing the old fucking crystal flute. So, yeah, you see some wild shit out of you fellas. Anyways, keep up the good work. Love what yous are doing, and stay out of yourselves.
Fucking out.
I reckon it happens more often than you think, because, well, no, I was guilty of it. We're going to admit everything here to everyone.
What, pulling at the truck stop?
No, just fucking having a road pull.
Oh, yeah.
Over the years. I was like driving up the beef, right, as we all know.
Yeah.
You bought a podcast, you fucking bought a music, and then you start thinking about a fucking few fucking good times, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you start lumping up, or for a girl, start getting wet.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the point where you're like, fuck, I've got to do something about this.
Yeah. Got to smack it on the head.
Yeah, got to get it fucking, give it what it wants. Out now on Spotify. Give me what I want.
Oh, that's fucking brilliant. Yeah, that's funny as fuck, eh? Old mate's been caught red-handed.
Red-handed.
Got fucking busted, mate. Oi, I heard a fucking yarn about, like,
be a truckie Australia's app?
Do you know, yeah, that could be. That could be just an exclusive fucking one.
Yeah.
But I've heard this one where, like, out of the camp rooms, like, how many times have you got a key out there? I remember a couple of them were useless. You get a key and someone was already in the room.
Yeah.
Like, this bloke told me a yarn once, man. He reckons he got this key to this room, right, and opened it. And he said this bloke was just on the bed just pulling himself. And he reckons he locked eyes with the dude, like with him at the door, and just kept going, just looking at him.
Two.
Until old mate closed the door, and he reckons he just went, what the fuck was that? But how's old mate thinking?
I love the confidence on
him. Yeah, how's old mate thinking, get the fuck out of my room.
I am
mid-pull, and I'm doing nothing wrong here. Get out.
Yeah, like an old geriatric. Done all the work to get it this hard. Yep. I'm not stopping.
He reckons not one. He goes, this bloke, he was an older lad. He reckons he didn't even, his facial thing didn't even change. You just looked at him and kept going until he shut the door and he went, holy fuck.
Yeah, back, that.
Yeah, someone's in there.
I want to get to that level.
I reckon you will.
Yeah.
You'd have a little jump, but yeah, old mate reckons didn't even break stride. Just kept going. So good on him.
It's not like you're an offend. Oh, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, yeah. Get out of my room, bro.
Yeah. This one's tagging. It gives me head noise of all those camp rooms and what.
Mate. Oh, if you had a blue light.
Yeah, if you had.
Think of what you've done in there.
Duh. The shower. The toilet.
Yeah.
Tom, Cam, Quinn. It's Turbo Timmy here. Just with a bit of a fucking chat from the mining scene. So I was just in this mobile equipment workshop today. And there was this fella, he was meant to be driving me around the pit because I don't have a pit pass out. And we're in the office and he just fucking grabbed this keyboard and took off. Stole the keyboard off the desk, took off. He said, I'll meet you at the ute. Got out to the ute and I was like, what the fuck was that about? And he's like, oh, I'll show you. Went around the back to this fucking lay down area. And there was this cabinet with a lock on it. He took the lock off and when he opened it up, I shit you not, I counted about 300 keyboards in there. I said, what the fuck is this about? And he goes, oh, old Keith inside. I've been doing it for years. Whenever I get a chance, I just steal his keyboard. He doesn't know it's me. And even when I go on leave, I contract other people to steal his keyboard. And he's just got fucking 10 spare ones on his desk. And when he gets back, he just whips out a new fucking keyboard and chucks it on the desk and keeps going. Doesn't even faze him anymore. Like, oh, fuck, bro. What's the end game there? And he goes, oh, he's going to retire next year. And he lives in town, so, like, the day he retires, I'm going to fucking take all the keyboards and stack them in his driveway. And,
yes!
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen from there, but it'll be a good laugh.
Oh!
What a fucking crack-up.
Well, that just made my job a lot easier, because that's going to be hard to beat.
Mate, that is, like, how can you even think of that? And that's such good stuff just to keep someone, but it's such a long-term joke and just... Oh, beautiful. That's like poetry, that.
They're like $120 a cable.
How funny is that he's just got like 10 spares and now he just puts it up, just gets another one out. Reckons he's got a heap of them in his fucking cabinet.
How's the anyone not being caught?
Keith's keyboard.
Keith. Oh, wow.
Tell you what, cunt, I fucking lost it yesterday.
Mate, that's just funny. Like, you can't even...
You can't even
make that up.
That's, I love the team effort behind it too.
Yeah. That'll be great when he retires and you give him all his keyboards and go, here you go, bruv.
Just dropping out of his house. Yeah, that's prime.
300 plus.
He'd be able to, like, do happy retirement and glue them all together or something.
Like, so now he just doesn't faze him at all. He just knows that his keyboard's going to go missing.
Please keep us updated with that. Imagine, yeah. I want to see the photo of his front yard with them all.
Yeah, can you actually send us, like, a photo of the cabinet? Like, yeah. if you can. Like, that's fucking hilarious, man.
Sounds like he's not that site anymore, but we'll find out.
Oh, yeah. That is so good, eh?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's funny, bro.
Keith's keyboards.
Keith.
Unreal.
Hey, just listen to your episode with Fez. What a legend. A caliber of that cunt is definitely top notch. Mm-hmm. Fez for fucking Prime Minister. just touching base on the whole topic with Ashley and the crab in the dam. I grew up on a dairy farm as a child. Obviously, dams everywhere. Fucking 3 km of river frontage, so my parents were quite concerned about myself drowning or running into mischief with the dams. So there was this whole story in this one particular dam, which was close to the house, and a crocodile lived in there. So I recall as a child opening the gate, put the cows back away after milking them, always taking a mad detour, running fucking super fast past it. And still to this day, I don't like swimming in a dam because I think I'm gonna get fucking chomped the fuck up. Or if I do overcomment the whole entire time I'm in a dam or a river, even when it comes to the ocean, I'm stressing the fuck out. I cannot enjoy myself. Just
bit of trauma.
Mum and Dad, you did well, but maybe a little bit too well. And I was just wondering if anybody else has had a similar situation where from a childhood the parents were protecting you, but really fucked you up. But yeah, great podcast, guys. You definitely make my days a little bit better when I'm not feeling so great, especially the kind of fucked up yarns on your talk back. Definitely is great and brings a smile to my face on shitty days. Thank you all.
Good on you, legend.
Yeah, that's the thing with me, like with our dam. Yeah. I don't want her to scare her off because I want her to be able to wakeboard and ski and be in the dam and enjoy the dam with her friends and have the tinny one day. And
yeah, that was interesting about the first half of that yarn. I had this cocked in my head to go, there you go,
here's
what monster are we coming up with? But like you said, you don't want her to be afraid of fucking a water forever.
No.
Do you? But if you're not going to do a fence, you might have to do something. Yeah. Maybe you have a floating crocodile head that just goes around the dam till she's six and then you grab it.
I'll jinx myself. That Clyde Creek's title. I reckon one day you might fucking see something through there. Oh.
No, I'll never be in the cunt now.
I was down there the other day, like when we were trying to search for penny turtles.
Mm.
Just try to find me a one and I'll go, fuck, it's just lurky. I never remember this as a kid.
Mm. I'm spewing that it goes so low in the dry, because otherwise I'd be keen to half stock it with, like, you know, the perch and shit like that to do a bit of fishing and fucking shit like that.
Well, that's
that,
what you used to have back there. We went up to the Rocky Fish Farm and I think I've talked about this before, the electric fucking water snake or whatever we used to have on the tinny as kids. You'd be able to turn the rudder and there'd be that much perch to just fill the boat at one point.
Yeah, wow.
But and we had those six barra and stuff in it, but no one could ever catch the barra, and it got to that drought back in whenever that was. I think it was 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
And they had to drag net them all the barra out.
Yeah.
You know, a good fisherman when you have to drag net them out because the dorsal fins are in a little pond of water in the drought.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
They're all over a meter too, the cunts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, it's an interesting one, though. You might have to, we'll have to come up with some story to tell her that's not going to completely freak her out but keep her away.
I don't think anyone's going down there at the moment because it's not slashed.
Mm.
So it's 6 foot high grass, there's more snakes down there.
Yeah, right.
I'm sticking with snakes for now.
All right. We'll get a bitten on the way to the water.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a good yarn. Cheers for that. There's got to be a heap of those similar ones that, like, people have been told as a kid, like, getting traumatised. That's a good thread as well. Have you got any stories off the back of it?
Keeping the light on in the car cam.
Yeah, proper.
Yeah, that still scarred me. I don't do it. I just don't feel right when I'm driving.
Yeah, I feel naughty.
Yeah.
I feel naughty with it on. It's like, turn it on, but turn it off when you're done.
It's distracting.
And quick, hurry up.
I still think it's distracting. I think the speed limit should be upped and you keep your lights off in the car.
Okay. Speed limit upped.
Yeah.
No, right.
By how much, you reckon?
I think easily on a good highway should be at least 120.
120?
At least. But I'm pretty good with everything around town and stuff like that. I just think when you're on a good open highway and it's open, easily 120. I don't think that's too much to ask.
I'm pretty happy with me 110s, but I wouldn't whinge at 120. It's just more the fuel thing sometimes with certain cars. You'd be fucking chewing juice, but I always used to like that. You know, drive out to work where that 110 zone was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, having that 110 zone.
But sometimes through there, I reckon it should have been 100.
Mm.
Some of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
Beef
Road, 140, fuck a sender.
Shout out to Beef Road.
That should be just unlimited.
Fuck, I don't miss that cunt. It's still like.
Don't ever want to hit a road 100.
It used to be the longest stretch. Used to do it all the time, but. For some reason, that road just felt fucking so long when I was on it. As soon as I turn off to Dingo, that stretch through there felt fucking prime. And then the stretch from Rocky to Gladstone felt ages. But that Beef Road is a bag of dicks.
Mm.
Fuck you, Beef Road. Shout out to you, though. Sort of love you. Craig Hull.
Craig Hull.
Craig Hull.
Rattle.
Lads. Seen your wank on a bit about long, cool woman. There's a lot of songs out there that just get you going, you know. This one here, it's Money for Nothing, Dire Straits, and I tell you what, long build up. You got your mate sitting in the passenger seat going, what the fuck are we listening to? This sounds really gay. Whereas you're starting to get a semi.
Yeah, bud.
Getting shuckers ready. You're going to pull them from your side like the quickest shucker slinger in the southern hemisphere. And it's just building. Your semi's gone to full erect. If you got a paper cut, you'd fucking bleed out. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Here it comes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
I'm on a mission from God. Get that up, yeah!
Fucking oath, man. It's that same vibe.
It is good.
It's prime. I was tossing up as that to be me walkout song for this fucking boxing night. I know someone else is having it now. Someone else has that song, which is cool. But that's not mine. But great song. Great song.
Yeah.
Pumps up. There's actually a version. So there is, I just want to share it with you just because it sucks, like the big lead up to it. There is a version that's just gets straight into it. Money for Nothing, single edit something on Spotify. So it like edits out the big long intro. Mm. Yeah, that's the one I fucking pound in the car.
Fuck yeah. Good stuff, brother. Bourbon like shit.
Shout out to the Straits.
Yeah, shout out to the Straits.
Boys, just a bit of a carry on for you. It's a gambling one, so I'll just start off by saying gamble responsibly. Been the Grand National this weekend up here, the biggest horse race of the calendar. Complete family affair, so it's the only race that my grandma puts a bet on every single year.
Yeah, cool.
Doesn't bet on anything else. But every year she wins. She either wins or places. She's always got the money on £2.50 each way, so a £5 bet always comes out with a few quid. For as long as I can remember. So me being the favourite grandson, I just said, Grandma, I'll go down to the bookies, put your bet on for you, because she's not the most mobile these days. took a fiver, put a £2.50 each way on, and then put myself £100 each way on the same horse, because with Equine Yoda in my corner, I can't lose money. Got to the race day, and we're just having a cup of tea and watching it with her, and our horse has sort of finished. Sort of middle back of the pack's not fallen or anything, but it was just a donkey, just the slowest horse there. And I've got my head in my hands, absolutely gutted. That's all money down the drain. Look over to my grandma to console her as well, about £2.50. And she's digging through a purse. She pulls out a bet slip and goes, oh, what number's won? So I tell her, and she goes, oh, yeah, that's my horse. Is it? You crafty old fucking bat. Yeah, she's gone to the bookies after her fucking haircut and stuck another fiver on a different horse and won.
Oh.
Play on or carry on, boys. What do you think?
Grandma. What?
All right.
She's just grubbed you there, bud. She sent you on the bum steer. The old blind side. The old smoke show. How good's that? Cop that, cunt.
Is it? That would happen to me, I reckon, if I tried that.
Imagine that, looking over and she's digging through. Yeah, I got it. You'd be going,
did you? I thought he was going to say he's just ruined a 10-streak win or something.
How good's that? Fucking get that up you, bro. You'd Thanks. Be off, Grandma. I'd be fucking dirty. Dirty. But I'd be talking to her before it, though. You'd clue her up. Be like, Grandma, let me know. Let me know what you're yelling.
Crafty old bat.
Doubling up, so she does have more than one bet, eh, old grandma? Maybe she has one on every fucking horse.
Yeah.
Hey?
Tom, Cam, Quinn, the Biffing Buddies, what's fucking happening?
Just shit myself.
It's your Kiwi correspondent here coming in hot with a yarn, no fat, hot off the press. Fucking Demisters can't see shit. So I'm just fucking travelling for work at the moment, driving down, doing a course that the boss is putting me through. And I'm, you know, one exit away from getting off the expressway and driving through the town, right? I've been following this fucking car that has just been driving like a fuckhead, you know, swerving all over the road, fucking speeding up, slowing down, just being a fuckwit.
Yeah.
I'm like, right, I'll keep an eye on you, because I think you're falling asleep, because it's happened to me before. You should keep an eye on, but don't get involved in it, you know? Well, it all comes to fruition. She fucking falls asleep in the outside lane, taps the guardrail.
Oh.
Fucking comes flying through, taps the front, and completely writes the car off. She's fucked. Just so happens, though, that today, I'm wearing me Alpha Bloke's fucking podcast shirt, so I said, fuck, it's time to shine here. Pulled up. Had the toe strop in the back of the ute. Fucking dragged it forward so it was, you know, out of the lanes completely, so traffic wasn't going to be a cunt for every other prick coming to work. And managed to flag a cop down on my way into town to fucking go out and get her. Fuck, boys, these Alpha Bloke shirts, they've got magic powers. They just make you the king of the castle, you know. Hooroo, lads, hooroo.
Oi, he's right. Those shirts do have magic powers, and there's still some in stock at alphablokes.com.au.
Yeah,
so, go and check it out.
That's right.
Or have you ever seen...
I was in Run Your Own Race one the other day when I was jumping an Indian.
Yeah, nice. Jumping an Indian's car.
Yeah.
Jump-starting an Indian's vehicle.
Jump-starting an Indian's...
Thanks to my interpreters for clearing that up.
Yeah. Have you ever witnessed a crash in front of you?
Yeah.
Mate, the one that I saw, I actually thought someone was dead, eh? Like, it was... We were going up that Gagango range on the way out to the mines.
Yeah.
And it was wet weather. I think I told it early days. I don't think you were on yet, Quinn.
Yep.
And we were going up there, and he was in one of those tillies like my Triton used to be, single cab alloy tray, real light in the arse end. And it was fucking wet, and he was going up, man, and skidded out to the left and then overcorrected to the right, fucking clipped the side of the big hill and just flipped, bang, landed on his fucking roof.
Oh.
And skidded for a bit and just stopped, and we thought he was dead. Like, we're just like, holy fuck, this bloke's dead.
You think, like, you just watched somebody pass away.
Yeah, and pulled up, man, ran over there, had to smash the window, get him out. He was all good, bit battered and bruised because he had a carton of water and that in there. But then we were, like, running. One of us ran either side because it was right on this corner of the fucking thing. And, you know, cunts could be floating. So I ran down there ready to get a straight to stop it all, and fucking crazy. It's wild, but it's pretty cool to see how different we are and stuff. When that does happen, people band together pretty well, like straight up. Not even a thought, bang, get out, help him, you're all good, call the fucking cops, holding traffic up, everyone's sweet. In that scenario, it is pretty cool to see, at least in this country, I think.
Very true.
Yeah, there's some countries that'll just keep driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's just the no value of life.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. But... Wow, it's pretty fucking hectic when you see that sort of shit. You're not used to seeing it either. Like, it can fuck people up. Like, if that bloke had died that day, it could really fuck you up, that sort of shit.
Yeah.
Like, that poor bastard man with that baby. You cannot say that bloke isn't going to be fucked up in the head from that stabbing thing that had to look after that baby, watching the mother die and stuff like that. That sort of shit is that traumatic, that fucking hell. You know? It's brutal shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, I reckon.
What you picking, Daddy?
I reckon the keyboard one for me.
Keyboards. Oh,
mate, that was beautiful. That was just a great yarn, wasn't it?
That got me.
That was beautiful. Well done, brother. That's fucking well done. You've won yourself a hat and a better beer pack. Now, guys, like we said, fight night, Saturday night. It all comes down to this. We're all going to get in there and have our fucking best crack at a bit of swinging, a bit of biffing, a bit of boxing. So for everyone who isn't going, www.livecombatsports.com.au. It starts at 4:30 p.m., $30, stream worldwide. Australian Eastern Standard Time, that is, for 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Any other details, go and follow Alpha Events Co. on Instagram. It's going to have all the updates. What's the YouTube name going to be, Quino?
I'd assume it'd just be Alpha Events.
Alpha Events on YouTube, but we'll pepper you with the link. We'll share that with the link everywhere for where you can watch the press conference live.
Yep.
That's all we can tell you guys. I'm fucking shit myself. I'm excited. It's all going to be happening, and I can't wait for it. It's going to be a big test that we've put ourselves under, and can't wait.
Can't wait. See you all there.
Fucking oath. Let's go. We'll see you. See you on the other side.
Tom, Cam, Quinn, it's Turbo Timmy here. Just with a bit of a fucking chat from the mining scene. So I was just in this mobile equipment workshop today. And there was this fella, he was meant to be driving me around the pit because I don't have a pit pass out. And we're in the office and he just fucking grabbed this keyboard and took off. Stole the keyboard off the desk, took off. He said, "I'll meet you at the ute." Got out to the ute and I was like, "What the fuck was that about?" And he's like, "Oh, I'll show you." Went around the back to this fucking laydown area and there was this cabinet with a lock on it. He took the lock off and when he opened it up, I shit you not, I counted about 300 keyboards in there. I said, "What the fuck is this about?" And he goes, "Oh, old Keith inside. I've been doing it for years. Whenever I get a chance, I just steal his keyboard. He doesn't know it's me. And even when I go on leave, I contract other people to steal his keyboard. And he's just got fucking 10 spare ones under his desk. And when he gets back, he just whips out a new fucking keyboard and chucks it on the desk and keeps going. Doesn't even faze him anymore." So I go, "Oh, fuck, bro. What's the end game there?" And he goes, "Oh, he's going to retire next year. And he lives in town. So, like, the day he retires, I'm going to fucking take all the keyboards and stack them in his driveway. And, I don't know what's going to happen from there, but it'll be a good laugh."
What a fucking crack up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.